B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Wow, we're just a couple days away from the restart of hockey and hoops. That's right. What a day, man. We're getting close. I'm starting to get real excited about it. Yesterday was the last tune-up for both of the teams, Flyers and Sixers, and we had the doubleheader on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you, I was so excited. I listened to most of it, and I watched, a lot of it too. But I was so excited just hearing about the Flyers. Like I think the Flyers are we're going to be so much fun to have them back. I'm so excited to see what they are. Look, they're going to be good for a long time. When I think about the Flyers, I think they're going to be good for the next, 5-7 years. Like, this is we're entering a true uptick period for the Flyers. Look, you've been following this a long time. When it comes to teams, you have the team out of nowhere, like the 93 Phillies, and it was really an aberration. And then you have the team, like, say, the Eagles of 04, right? Like, that they went through a whole rebuild process that takes place in 99 after they fired Rhodes in 98. And they incrementally worked their way up. The championship games, the whole thing, to get to the Super Bowl. So, but they had a block of time where they were a contender, where there was we always talk about the window. That's like a window piece, right? Flyers had their window open for a long time, right? Like the Flyers, all through the 80s, then the 90s with Lindros, and then most of the 2000s, they were open up until recently, right? Really up until, if you think about the last great Pittsburgh series when Giroux goes nuts. From that point up until this year, Flyers are really dormant. They're not in the question. They're not in the conversation. But now they're in this period where you could see the talent around. They have really, really good young talent. They're, I think a true contender, and they're going to be a contender for this next block of time. Sixers are in the middle of their block of time. So they played last night, and Thybul was unbelievable last night. And I'm curious. I want to get into a conversation, and I have really, it's more a question than opinion. So Matisse was fabulous last night. I mean, it was all over the floor, and so was Tobias. And I think Tobias is under the radar, maybe the most important Sixer. Like, there's the obvious Ben and shooting and spacing, which was, he didn't do a lot last night before Brett sat him for the second half. But, and I think that's pretty obvious. And obviously, Embiid's got to play. But if Tobias, I thought, was terrific. He shot the ball well, and he can shoot the ball well. And I think he can also be a guy that he's got to be able to score consistently. And I really want to see him be aggressive. And I feel like he's coming back from the for this restart, like wanting to take control. He's doing the mandatory meals, getting together with the team. It's almost like he's like, all right, like, this is my team. I'm going to be the leader. And what did we learn during the regular season? We learned during the regular season that too often they were rudderless. That's why you're so good at home and so poor on the road. It goes back down to leadership. And I think Tobias went, you know what, bleep that. I'm the leader. And I think he stepped up. He's also more aggressive, and he needs to be aggressive. Like, he has to shoot because he's a legitimate 20-point-a-game scorer. And we almost take that for granted because, well, he's not Jimmy Butler. And I agree. I mean, you know, if I had my druthers and it's a one series, I would rather have Jimmy Butler. But now Tobias is younger than Jimmy Butler. He's obviously less volatile than Jimmy Butler. And he's got a lot more time, right, being that he's younger. And so I think we almost kind of undersell him. But he's a good ball player. He's a good ball player who could score. And this team needs to score. So you looked at their starting lineup. You looked at the lineup last night. And Ben didn't shoot. He didn't space it well. He was 2 for 10. He couldn't get his little baby hooks to fall. And because of that, he didn't shoot any perimeter shots. Now, with Thibault playing so well, I don't want to get into this on the ball, off the ball kind of thing. Because like what I saw was Ben's going to have the ball in the transition, and then half court, it's going to be shake. I still wonder, are they better off? Now, again, it's all predicated on Ben to shoot. But are they better off with Thibault starting because they're so good defensively? Like, you see, when they D up, they could be the best defensive team in the league. And Thibault, that break has done Thibault well. So if you insert Thibault as the starter, now, I don't think Brett's going to do that. I think he's got his mind set on shake. But if Thibault's the starter, and then Ben is a shooter, and then you could also run Jay Rich, who looked a little lost last night, where Jay Rich can be the guy who's playing the role of Jimmy in the half court sometimes, where then Ben could shift off the ball. Then you got Shake coming in for offense. Like, I still don't see Korkmaz as a viable solution in the playoffs off the bench. I just don't see it. And I think Thibault's scoring ability off the bench, I still think I like that better. I still think he's going to get to second unit players. And I like him and Horford to come off the bench with offense. I mean, I really would like to revisit that. I'm curious what you guys think. We'll get into that. I want to get into something I brought up yesterday. And I want to, with when it comes to the NFL, and kind of dive further into it. I want to get into Carson today. And I want to ask the question because we went crazy yesterday off that NFL Network list, and that he wasn't a part of the top 100 players. And I really want to ask the question, do we overrate this kid? Like, am I overrating Carson Wentz that I was freaking out yesterday? I'm curious at what you guys think. We'll talk Flyers. We'll talk Sixers. We got Carson on the table. I have an NFL thing. And obviously we have baseball and its fight against the coronavirus. Good morning, Chunas.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Good.
Interesting day yesterday.
I enjoyed it, man.
First, got to start with this. Yeah. Nice overtime win. How about that pass all the way down the ice? Lots lights the lamp to win it.
Yeah.
That was nice. I know it was just a scrimmage, but felt good to see them back on the ice yesterday.
It really did. I got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, I miss it. I think it's going to be so much fun to have hockey back. I'm excited for the league.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously, when the Flyers are good, it makes you way more interested in the entire league. But I think it's gonna be a fun kind of playoff. It's gonna be a great August, September.
Yeah, and how great is it that their scrimmage game is against the Penguins, right?
Yeah,
the hated
man.
Penguins. Their first game in the round robin tournament is against the Bruins before they face the Capitals. It's three straight rivals.
Yeah.
Right, to really get us going with hockey. because the Sixers played a couple of scrimmage games. This was really the only one for the Flyers, so it was nice to see in action against the Penguins, and that gets you a little more fired up. We know that it's just a scrimmage, but it gets you a little fired up.
And, it does.
And I can't wait. You're right. So great to see them back on the ice yesterday. Great to hear Steve Coates and Tim Saunders.
We're going to have Coatesy on today.
Yes, he'll be on at 11:30 today.
So we'll a little check-in with Coatesy and what it's like calling the games from afar.
Right. So, yeah, of course, looking forward to hearing from them. And then the Sixers were interesting yesterday. I'm not too worried that they couldn't hit water if they fell out of the boat because, again, it was a scrimmage game. I mean, it wasn't just them that looked bad. I mean, we saw Porzingis airballing threes, Luka Doncic airballed threes. There was something weird. Remember, they didn't practice on that court yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but it was both teams.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, I'm not going to read much into a scrimmage. I'm just talking about how the pieces fit. They are really interesting because you can shake them up in different ways, no pun intended, right? You can play it in a different way. I just like the energy that Matisse has, and I think the energy that Matisse has, I really would like to utilize that defensively in a big way. And I think we undersell Harris. I think Tobias is a big key to this thing.
Well, he is, and he has showed up to play in each scrimmage game so far. The question is, will he show up when the games really count? Because he did disappear in the playoffs last year, and I get it. It's because you had Jimmy Butler, you still had Ben Simmons, you had Joel Embiid, but Tobias Harris looked like he disappeared in the playoffs last year, and he disappeared in some key games this year.
Yeah.
There was that really good stretch from November until, I think, about January, where Tobias Harris was playing like a legitimate all-star in the league. If you can get that Tobias Harris, if you can get the Tobias Harris that you've seen in the last three, in the three scrimmage games for the Sixers, yeah, he's going to make an impact. Do I expect 30-plus points out of him like he came close to yesterday? No. But do I expect 20 to 25 on a given night, especially when Joel Embiid's playing and is probably giving you 25 to 30 on a given night?
Right.
Yeah, that could help the Sixers go a long way.
It could. It really could.
Yeah, he's a big key. He's one of the, in that starting five, I get it, shake and shoot a little bit, but he's the best. Yeah, I was talking to Devon about this last week. He's the best catch and shoot three-point shooter out of that bunch. So you need him to be able to shoot and score from the perimeter, and then he also can do his stuff when he's driving. He took Porzingis to the cup yesterday.
Yeah,
Porzingis is 7'2".
Yeah.
And he took Porzingis to the cup yesterday, yeah, nice and strong and finished. And yeah, Tobias Harris could really help this team go a long way because I know the NBA is a little bit different this year. It's not as many big threes like we're used to, but they're a big three if Tobias Harris is showing up with Embiid and Simmons.
Yeah, they are, and that's why I bring up the whole, I think it took some time. Look, Tobias comes here deadline last year, and then he's thrust with a new team this year. You can't walk into a room and suddenly be the guy. Like, you have to allow your presence over time to elevate you as the guy. Look, anybody that's ever started a new job, the last thing you want to do is walk into a new environment flexing your muscles. I don't care who you are, right? Like, there is a certain respect for what's already in place, and there's a bit of conformity in place that you have to do before you assert yourself and assert your will as the top dog. I mean, I think that's a real deal. So, I got to believe that he's feeling more comfortable and he's feeling like, all right, now I can assert myself a little bit.
Yes, and buying in is a big key. Glenn Robinson III was on with Devon last week, and he talked about the team buying in not only to Brett Brown, but buying into leadership. And that is, that puts the spotlight on Tobias Harris. You just mentioned it, the daily Zoom calls, the nightly dinners inside the NBA bubble. Yeah, go ahead and mingle with the other guys during the day, but at whatever o'clock it is, 6 o'clock, we're doing 6 o'clock dinner, the team will be here together. And that shows strong leadership out of Tobias Harris. It's one thing to actually try it, but it's another thing to, let's throw Joel Embiid out there, because Joel Embiid is a dark horse in terms of personality. He could be like, no, I want to go hang out with Jimmy Butler tonight, and I just throw Jimmy Butler out for obvious reasons. Tobias Harris seems to have gotten the hold on everyone. and everyone comes together and eats their dinner at whatever time inside the bubble and continues to mingle, because chemistry obviously might have been a problem last year, especially on the road. 10-28, we saw what happened. And if Tobias Harris can really, if like, that goes a long way, the leadership, because it didn't look like they had one during the season, especially on the court.
So let me ask you a question. Do you revisit the Thibel shake Jay Rich thing? I know it's funny. I was just talking to the bro for a couple minutes, and he was like, listen, why not put Jay Rich on the bench? I don't think you do that. I don't like Jay Rich off the bench. Because he's thinking, well, what about Thibel starting? I think Richardson needs to start. I think it's got that spot has to be either Thibel or Shake.
Or Shake, yeah. I mean, I like Josh Richardson, you could do so much with, because he can hit the occasional three. He's got that mid-range game. You can run that pick and roll with Ben Simmons as the screener.
He's more of a, like, I think you lose him if he doesn't start.
I think you're right. I think that's a very good point. Yeah, I think he's one of those guys that wouldn't buy in to not being on the starting
five. It's interesting because the bro said he was disappointed in Richardson this year, and I got the complete opposite view. I thought he played well, and I thought they missed him when he wasn't there.
Yeah, we talked about that 4-game losing streak where you lost to the Hawks, and then it was the Bucks, Celtics, and Pacers, I believe it was. It might not have been in that order. Yeah, Josh Richardson was out all those 4 games. And you clearly miss him. Now, he was a bit of a disappointment from shooting the 3-ball, but
he's not a three-point shooter.
Mid-range guy. He's a guy that can drive. Right. And we saw, even against the Clippers game, remember, right before the world shut down, or it was right before the All-Star break, sorry, Josh Richardson scores maybe like 5 points in the first 3 quarters, and the fourth quarter lights up 19 points. He's a guy that can do that. He's a guy that can get hot. He's not going to be your first option with Ben out there and Tobias and Embiid. But if he's your fourth option, you're still doing pretty good. And I kind of get the bro's point. He's a scorer off the bench, but that's the same thing with the Shake conversation.
Yeah, well, I why can't Jay Rich, BB, play the role of Jimmy Butler when you want to move Ben off the ball in the half court set?
So you have him as basically Shake Milton's role to start.
Yeah, but I don't completely take the ball out of Simmons' hand in the half court.
Right.
But I understand the concept of half court play, and there's going to be times when Ben's off the ball and you take advantage of his athleticism, his movement, his ability to post up. Like I understood that. I even understood that when they took the ball away from completely. I just thought it should have been a meld instead of doing it completely in the half court.
Yeah, I mean, that's why when Brett Brown said exclusively, I never bought into that. I still think Ben's going to play point guard times during that half court set.
Well,
so it doesn't concern.
Well, see, but that's my whole point, which is, you know, there's going to be moments when he can play the one in the half court and moments when you want him off the ball.
Right.
Now, here's the key. So if I ask you the question, this philosophical question,
mm-hmm.
What don't you like with Ben as the point guard? What don't you like?
See, there's not much that I don't like, but I get
it's the ability to space the floor and shoot.
Yeah,
right?
that would be the one thing. Right. He brings it across half court, tosses it to someone, and then he kind of stands there sometimes.
Right. Well, and that goes back to the spacing element, right?
Right.
Well, what we saw in the first scrimmage, he shot perimeter shots.
Yep.
Well, if he's playing on the ball and he shoots, doesn't that take care of itself?
Yes. He would have to shoot, though.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But if he's
is he comfortable doing that yet?
But if he shot off the ball, then what about on the ball? Follow?
I follow. Is he following?
And I still go, can't you mix and match? Like, can't you? Does it have to be all one way? I just want to. I'm literally just asking the question. I'm not. I'm trying to figure it out more than give you some, you know, staunch opinion. Simmons has to have the balls. I'm not even doing that. I'm just trying to figure it out. And you guys are sharp out there. But I, you know, what do you see? I just like Matisse in the starting lineup because of his defensive prowess. We'll talk Flyers. And I got to get to the Wentz thing at some point as well. We're just getting started. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas. Yeah, the Chunas, baby. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Look, final 22 teams ready to get back on the court. We got the play-in in the NHL on the ice. And for the Flyers, it's about seeding. No better place to get in all that action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of basketball and hockey, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. Bet 20 to win 100 on any team of your choosing in the NBA. That's right. Take advantage of these slam dunk offers. They're easy. All you got to do is sign up. You navigate to the promotions tab within the app. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code FANATIC when you sign up. And for a limited time, all users get a special odds boost where you bet 20 and you can win 100 on a team of your choosing. That's it. That's it. And when it comes to basketball, that's all you got to do. Code FANATIC. Boost your odds. $20 to win a bean. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older in Pennsylvania. Only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What up?
Talking, once again, the puzzle. That's the Sixers. You know, I had this conversation with someone about Sixers and Flyers. And Toots the Intelligent Fan. I was like, he's like, sometimes you go down this basketball rabbit hole. You know, what is it? Like, what's the matter with you, right? Why do you go down this rabbit hole, this hoop rabbit hole? And he's like, you know, what about Flyers? I go, I don't know, you know me. And he goes, I know, you love Flyers. I go, yeah, well, but here's the difference. Flyers, you react more to the games, right? Like, you can react more because you know that the way they're built soundly.
Yes.
I mean, what's the talking points? And I had this weird conversation with Tooch. I said, here's the thing. Like, there's no goalie conversation to have. Carter Hart's your guy. And then you got Moose if something happens. Right?
Right.
I mean, you might, God forbid something happens with Hart and he gets shelled. You got to work that goalie magic and play that goalie head game. But going into the restart, you understand who they are. They're young.
You're not complaining
fast,
about the lines.
They're skilled. Right. Every move that they made, it's amazing. Because all those moves clicked. Reminds me of the 2017 Eagles when all the moves they made worked. All the, if you look at how the Flyers are set up and how the roster was built and the veteran defensemen that they brought, it all worked, right? So heading into it, you go, listen, this is a team that will contend for a cup.
Yeah, and you got to credit Chuck Fletcher because Derek Grant and Nate Thompson, they're both on, one's on the third line, one's on the fourth line. Those were acquisitions. And remember, a lot of people were upset that they didn't make the big splash.
I thought, I thought they were terrific.
Yep.
Terrific role players.
Who had playoff experience,
and
too.
Grant's cool. And you remember, before the shutdown, he played well.
Yeah, he had an impact with the Flyers.
Now, so you got to
credit him.
I think Chuck Fletcher has done a tremendous job.
Yes, he has.
Tremendous job. We always laud the coach, and we should laud the coach. But besides Alain Vigneault, I mean, Chuck Fletcher's done a wonderful, wonderful job. So going into restart, Flyers, I feel great about them. There's some tough teams that we look at the Eastern Conference, and you know how good Boston is. And you know about Tampa. You understand.
Just look at the round robin they got to start with.
Right. The beauty of them is, all right, we'll react heavily after they play.
Yes.
Sixers present a different set of talking points.
Yeah, right away we're saying we don't have any complaints with any of the Flyers' lines. Right away we're saying, is Shake in the starting lineup? Should it be five? Like, right away we're talking about the starting five.
Right, because the thing has been a work in progress for the year, right? They're a unique build. So they automatically become an interesting conversation piece because of the puzzle. How do you put the pieces of the puzzle? It's like this. It's like, so my man Anthony Hobson on the Instagram says to me, "Hey, here's the deal. Why don't you just put Jay Rich off the bench? He's my sixth man." And then you have Thibault, because he wants Thibault in the starting lineup. And I say, I hear you, Ant, but here's the problem. If you start two kids over Jay Rich, I think you lose him. Not to mention, he's a great defender. He's an underrated defender. And so in the starting lineup with Simmons, and you saw Ben the other day. You saw Ben last night. He shut down Doncic, right? Like, he shut down Luka. So you have three really, really strong defenders with Ben, Thibault, and Jay Rich, and you have your rim protector with Embiid. And I think they're a defensive team. It's the whole, what's the soul, S-O-U-L, of bully ball? It's defense.
Yep, and you saw yesterday, they couldn't hit water falling out of a boat, and still, what was it, 24-13 at the end of the first quarter?
Yes.
Like, their defense, it's not that they just couldn't score. Their defense also played at an all-time level. They kept them in the game.
Yeah.
It was just a scrimmage, but you know what I'm saying.
And so we go back to the issue. And again, I understand what people said about Shake in the starting lineup. I mean, believe me, I'm not poo-pooing it at all. I saw that first game and Ben's movement and the whole thing. But if you have Thibault in the starting lineup, why can't Jay Rich play the role of Shake half the time? So Ben has the ball half the time in the half court, and Richardson does the other half. Shake's off the bench. Burke off the bench. Horford off the bench. That's my eight.
All right, that makes sense. Now let me ask you this. Do you think it would be a bad idea to do that now that you've heard all these players say we're buying into this formula? Because it seems like everyone's bought into Shake being in the starting five. Everybody seems to have bought in Ben Simmons playing off the ball. It's not like when we were at the Blue Coats facility, I've referenced this many times, when we played the Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick podcast, remember that? Brett Brown made that change in the playoffs, moving Ben Simmons off the ball, Jimmy Butler handling it, and it seemed like they didn't buy in. According to Jimmy Butler's account, it seems like everyone's buying in with Shake as the starting point guard, Ben Simmons off the ball. Do you want to make that shift now, right before this regular season resumption? I get what you're saying, but I'm asking from a like a almost like a mentality standpoint.
I mean, you know, I don't think it's. I think we're making it deeper than what it is. And again, Ben is not going to be exclusively on the ball.
Right.
All right, I'll use Brett's exclusiveness. He's not going to be exclusively on the ball. He's going to be off the ball, too. Except Jay Rich is going to be running the offense, which they've done before anyway. And if Ben just shoots the damn ball, it's all moot anyway. And I still got Shaky Shake coming off the bench, lighting it up with Horford and Burke, who played well last night.
Burke's been great.
Yeah,
he's back in the rotation.
Carlisle said, I read Carlisle's quotes after the scrimmage, and he said, look, Burke's a tough player, played real well defensively.
Yes, he was a big asset that I think a lot of people forgot about because it was, you know, the trade deadline happened right before the world came to a halt, and he's looked good out there. And I saw some good stuff that first game with him and Ben. You know, Ben Simmons being the big man setting the pick, Alec Burks being able to pull up from mid-range and shoot, yeah, he's a big part of it.
I like it. I like it. I mean, I think that's the move. All right, let's get to the phone line, shall we? 610-632-0975. That's your number to get in. Let's go to Tasty Cake Tom is on the line. Tasty Cake!
Hey, Andrew. Band's back together.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
So, and also, Ant, I think the chemistry is with Jay Rich and Ben. Because in the second game, when they tried Chris Paul on Ben and Brett, who I thought coached very well in the first two games. He sees Chris Paul and Ben. He shows Ben in the post, and Ben shoots 7 free throws in the first 18 minutes of the game. And in a 10-minute quarter, OKC is in the penalty with 5 minutes to go in the quarter. That was outstanding coaching.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now they send the double on Ben, and Jay Rich slashes to the hoop, and Ben finds him. I mean, that's chemistry.
Yes.
They have chemistry. Jay Rich and Ben have chemistry.
Yes.
So I agree with everything you said as far as the Sixers. I hope Brett does. I thought he coached great in the first two games. I thought in the first quarter, I thought he was missing the boat there. And he has Tobias has taken 7 shots. I hear what you say about Tobias being a quarter. Tim Hardaway Jr. can't guard Ben. They had a clear out. That was the obvious mismatch. They had to exploit that. And they didn't shoot. And the Sixers didn't shoot 1 free throw in the first quarter last night. That's egregious.
Well,
the whole quarter.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I'm on the other side here. I agree with fundamentally, like if it's a playoff game, I agree with you. But it's not. It's a scrimmage. And here's what I need. I need Tobias to be aggressive offensively. Because I need to count on Tobias to get at least 20 a game. Right?
Yep.
So I gotta make him feel good about himself. And I don't wanna take the ball out of his, like, let him shoot the ball. Let him feel like he's the man. You need somebody to be a leader on this team, right? It's not Embiid, it's not Ben. Well, it's got to be Tobias to be the leader.
Tobias.
So let him score. Let him shoot. He shot the ball well. Let him get his points and feel like it's his team. Even though we know that Ben and Joe are the most important cogs of the squad.
Right. Now, here's the question for you and Andrew is 3 minutes, you know, in playoff games, Ant, it's critical to get stops. You got to have a formula to get a stop. So give me your 5. It's 96 all against Boston. Who's your 5 on the floor last 3 minutes?
It depends on matchups, but
I want Matisse out there bad.
I do too because of his defense. The only thing is, you know, Horford gives you more length to give you some decent length out there as well. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and the last thing,
I remember. Now, it did not so much this year, but he is like I could see him being again. I don't know what he's got. And I agree with you with Matisse because I want to mess with Kemba because I could take Kemba out of the game. I could take Hayward out of the game. And then it's basically who else from the perimeter is going to Tatum is going to be Ben on Tatum, right?
Right. That's Ben's on Tatum.
Right. So I bet on Tatum. I can take Kemba off the out of the game. And I can take Hayward out of the game. And now I think I'm good. Right?
Yeah. Yes. I agree. And then real quickly, the last thing, Ant, because it's close. So, like, during the broadcast, Zoo says last night that Dirk is the greatest foreign-born player in the history of the NBA, which that's egregious as well, because Hakeem is the greatest foreign player in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
No question about
it. No, Olajuwon was. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Listen,
Nowitzki is
probably one of the most underrated guys in the history of the league because he can score well. Yeah.
Yeah, I got.
But I agree with you.
Top 25, right? You got him higher than that? Top 25?
I got him in the teens. I got to look at it, but man, you know, somewhere. I don't know. I got to go back and look at it. But yeah, if you're asking me Olajuwon or Dirk, I go Olajuwon.
Yeah, well, I think Hakeem is top 10 all time.
I mean, he was, I don't know, yeah, 10, 11, 12, or anywhere in that area. I agree. I think you're right. They're dead right. Great stuff. Taste the cake. Thank
all
you,
right.
My brother.
Love
you, buddy. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Mark kind of, Zumoff kind of walked back his comments. He said a lot of people have been pointing out on Twitter that it's Hakeem, and he agreed with the people on social media. So yeah. He changed his answer.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He's calling a game.
Yeah.
You can't bust the stones because he's calling a game. And, you know, he was looking to give Dirk a major praise. And, you know, you're not thinking, oh, yeah, oh, my God, Hakeem is from Nigeria.
Right.
You know. So, you're gonna forget, guys.
Yeah, so he corrected his stance.
Let's go to C.D. Dan. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. C.D. Dan.
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, what's up, dude? So, Andrew, you got to be so nice. We all know that was Jamie who started that fire over that debate yesterday. I guess he's got some clout on Twitter, and it got it all started up.
What happened?
And Jamie was the one that originally put out, I think it was a poll on Twitter, and, like, momentarily after that is when Zumoff addressed it on the air. So I'm pretty sure it was Jamie, because a lot of people were commenting on his poll and this and that, so I think he was the one to get Zumoff to address it on air, if I'm not mistaken. They mentioned it earlier.
Okay. I think we can...
It's a moot point.
Nitpick a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Dude, the Reds have been killing us. They really have, dude. I don't know if you've kept up on any of the games, but, I put the bets in. Two nights ago, dude, they're down 8-3, and it's the bottom ninth. They come back to get the 8-7, bases loaded. They got Votto up. He gets into a 3-1 count that eventually goes full and then lines out. And then last night, they lose by one. I think they're a decent team. Like,
yeah, I do too, but I think we did well because my Dodgers was the top pick of the night, and they won.
Yeah, you guys did do well, but I only took the Reds and the Sox like a dope, and both my teams.
Yeah,
but I had a couple overs.
We had the Padres. I think I remember. We had the Angels. They won. I know the Dodgers were our favorite play to get of the day, and the Pirates. Didn't we have the Pirates as a dog, Chunas?
2 days ago, you had the Pirates. Yesterday, okay. You did the Sox as a dog, and there was another. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, the Flyers last night. That was only a scrimmage, but it was really exciting. I mean, it was sloppy in the beginning. But it was like, it held my interest the whole time, just being
I know.
Finished,
so. I know.
I
agree.
It's going to be awesome.
I agree. It's amazing when a hockey scrimmage and a basketball scrimmage are like riveting.
I don't want to kill on baseball, but to me, they both the scrimmage games, well, Sixers played a few, but the hockey and the basketball have been a little bit more exciting than the baseball. And I don't know if it's just, you know, my aggravation with baseball, but I really have enjoyed it. I think the Flyers can definitely make noise. We know they're a good team, But with the Sixers, I feel the same way I did before the season started. I have so much hope. I think they can really make a run. But I'm nervous I'm going to get fooled again, and they're going to let me down. But something feels different, though. I don't know. It's not the lineup change, nothing like that. Something just feels different. I actually believe Ben Simmons is going to come back and shoot the ball a little bit. Not crazy.
Well, I think you're right, and I think something is different. I think here's what you're sensing. I think they came out to play. Like, they came back to play the game. Like, they didn't, they're not mailing it in. They're coming back. Like, some teams are going to come back and mail it in. Sixers aren't doing that. Sixers are coming back to play the game. And I respect that.
You might take, if he implements that shot, he could be a top five player. And if they came back, like you said, to play with focus and drive, they're a scary team. Scary defensively.
Yes.
And then with Ben Simmons implementing the shot, imagine what they could do offensively.
I'm with you, dude.
They have potential. And real quick, I know you got to go, but as far as Wentz, he's not overrated, dude. Not at all. There's a stat from last year. He's the only player ever in NFL history to throw for over 4,000 yards, and no receiver had more than 500 yards receiving. And that just goes to show you what type of player he is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable to me. You remember the garbage he was throwing through last year, dude? It was garbage.
Come on, dude.
Straight out.
How many times I've bring it up? CD, Dan, you're the man. See you, buddy. Right, take it easy, brother. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Cubs Radio, Tunis, hanging. Let me tell you about the uncles. So the uncles are always there for you. Right? They were there for me yesterday, in fact. When I'm driving along the Schuylkill, like a dope, I don't do the 95 route. I go all Schuylkill to get to Bala Cynwyd. And it's a nightmare. There's construction, and there's these boulders. And it's ridiculous, right? You're weaving in and out of traffic, and you got trucks, and it's just a nightmare. And, of course, I must have driven over a bunch of rocks. Tire blows out. I'm stuck. Who do I call? Call the uncles. See, the uncles are always there for you. What's going on? We got it. Take the car in. We'll get the car. We'll fix it. Get the whole thing going. Get you back to work. See, they're amazing, the uncles. And it's funny because I tell everybody to go there because Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul are just the soul of the earth kind of people. But even beyond that, like they have wisdom, right? Not only are they great guys and the whole thing, but they have tremendous wisdom. They've been down at the auto mall for three generations. They know what the deal is. They know how to navigate the system. They've seen everybody's, they've seen a million people, right? So they know your situation. You walk in, you go, I'm married or I'm single. I got kids. I have this. Here's my budget. They know exactly kind of where to put you. And now's the perfect time to get that new Jeep 4x4 or Ram truck. They got the summer clearance event deals to be had. All right, head down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer and shop exclusive savings today. You want to go online? Not a problem. They have a virtual showroom. It's open. FamilyAutos.com. They've delivered a car to you. Just remember, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're always more than a customer. You're family. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.